Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course, it's a heartbreaking game. You don't ever want to lose in that fashion. I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year, whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me.
Now, back to the morning roast with Vonte and Shasky.
LeBron James, after the Lakers blow a 20-point lead in Game 2 of their first round series.
That's tough.
They lose to the Denver Nuggets on the walk-off, fadeaway, baseline jumper over Anthony Davis. Jamal Murray, what a special. He was awful. He was 3 of 16 at one point. And just turns it around, keeps shooting. But, of course, the LA Lakers, they can't accept defeat. It's always got to be somebody else's fault.
Well, I think Warrior fans at times have not been able to accept defeat.
Stop this, the Lakers. Stop throwing it. We're nothing like Laker fans.
Well, I'm watching all those games last night.
Don't put us in that category.
And there was also Cleveland and Orlando going on. And that was like a 10 to 15 point disparity all game. Yeah, so
it was the NBA TV game.
Yeah, well, it's great because, like, on YouTube TV, they have this little quad box multi-view. Uh-huh. And so I was watching all the games all at once. I'm going back and forth. And then I had to go team mute because, you know, I had the LJ in my hand and he was exhausted. So I'm watching all these games. And my number one takeaway, obviously the NBA is on fire right now.
Yeah.
I feel like the Warriors are a lot farther away than I thought, than I wanted to admit. And it's hard to swallow that and take it down the gullet, if you will, but you almost have to have that truth serum. You got to. I feel like the Warriors are farther than most people want to admit. And I saw you put out a tweet, and we had kind of talked about this yesterday. They're not one player isn't saving the day.
No.
One player away. They're like
about two or three.
Layers of moves away. I don't know if it's two. I don't know if it's four. I don't know. I don't know where it is. Well, but they're like multiple moves away from even being back in the playoffs, I feel like.
Well, we're going to get Scott Osler on at 9 o'clock. Scott Osler from the San Francisco Chronicle. He wrote a story, and it was crazy. So we have a show call. Shasky, myself, Lubman, we're all talking about the show today. You know, what are we going to discuss? Or what are some topics? Or, you know, thinking about the Warriors, right? And Scott Osler literally comes out with an article that was straight out of our show call. And his article is headlined, and we get to Coach Vallejo because he wants to talk about the state of the Warriors. Coach, hang tight.
Yeah, I want to hear Coach's perspective.
Scott Osler writes, why the Warriors need to consider the unthinkable. And the unthinkable is trading away number 30, Wardell Stephen Curry. And what we're going to do is not advocate to trade Stephen Curry. But when you sit back and watch these Western Conference playoffs, and I'm seeing OKC with Jalen Williams and SGA and Chet. Chet hasn't even hit a weight room yet.
I mean, he's scratching the surface on what he could become.
The T-Wolves are not going anywhere, folks. Not with Anthony Edwards.
I think Anthony Edwards is scratching the surface on what he could become.
You got the Luka and Kyrie problem in Dallas, and Luka will always be in the conversation.
Luka looks like a guy who's going to surpass. It's going to be Jokic and Luka when it's all said and done as the greatest European players of all time. I didn't think would happen with the Dirk career that we saw.
We saw the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Well, we see the talent they have.
And that's, yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
we see them. We know them.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer is going to spend a lot of money. The Clippers with the new arena are going to always try to be in the mix with L.A., the limelight. People will go
It'll
play
be
the
a
Clippers.
Destination, that's for sure.
And they've always been able to attract free agents.
Yeah, you're right.
The Sacramento Kings. What are they going to do?
I still think they're in the mix.
They still might be. You still have Fox. You still have empty calories. Empty calories is good for some regular season wins, though.
And they did knock us off, so I'm just going to keep quiet and swallow it, and then you just got to take your poison.
It bothers me.
We didn't even talk about the champs yet. Denver.
I mean, They're in their prime.
They're in their prime.
If you told me they had a 5-year window from here, I'm not even talking about going back. I'm from here, I'd be like, yeah, probably.
They're rolling.
I'm not saying they're going to win it every year. I'm saying they're
in the mix.
Top of the top.
You got Jokic.
Yeah.
You got Jokic going 20-20. He's gone 20-20, I think, four times since 2020 playoff. I don't know. I lost count.
And everybody seems to be financially locked in.
Yeah. They're loaded. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
So, I guess the question is, are the Warriors closer to rebuilding than they are to being a championship contender? And if so, where does that leave Stephen Curry? Where does that leave Stephen Curry? Now, personally, I want to see Steph retires and go to St. Warrior.
I think everyone does.
I would ride it out with them no matter what. They win 15, 20 games. They win 30 games. They miss the playoffs again. I'll ride with Stephen Curry. I am.
I mean,
but
I think the 99% of the fans listening are going to do the same.
But we are, and something that we brought up in January on the show, and I said, Shasker, we're not there yet, but we may be becoming closer to having a conversation about rebuilding and thinking about life after Stephen Curry. That is the reality in the Western Conference. I don't know what moves the Warriors can make. Bringing Klay back, it would be great to have the big three here, but it's not good enough to win in the West right now. Mm. It was proven. Now, if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended for 17, 18 games, okay, maybe you're in the 5 seed and maybe we're having a different conversation, but we're not. And they're going to be a year older. It just feels like, and now we're only a few days into the playoffs, but it does feel like the Warriors are a lot farther away from a championship and a lot closer to rebuilding.
Not knowing what he would want, right? Because there's this huge thing, like, when you say rebuild, it's like, well, in the NBA, you risk alienating that superstar. Very few people want to do the Joey Votto, the Derek Jeter. And I'm using baseball as an example because it's a little more prevalent. The Todd Helton. You're a career Rocky. Yep. You're a career.
Tony Gwynn,
Padre. Exactly. Yeah. Like, in the NBA, it's really Dirk, Duncan, Kobe in the last how many years?
Yep.
Before that, Reggie Miller.
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean,
Even Jordan went to the Wizards after retiring.
You know?
It's kind of crazy.
But so I guess what I'm going at is, like, I think the NBA is very different. And I put the NFL closer to the NBA. And, like, the stars don't always finish up on their teams. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, like, Tom Brady. Go right down the list. Peyton Manning. Like, all the greats. Aaron Rodgers now. Brett Favre. They've all switched teams. The NBA is really difficult to play in one uniform. So when you say rebuild, you risk alienating Steph Curry.
Yep. He doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. He wants to win. Scott Osler, he writes this, and we were discussing this yesterday. The Golden State Warriors are at a crisis point. If you watch the beginning of the playoffs over the weekend, you surely notice that the league's top teams are getting younger, quicker, more springier. In that landscape, the Warriors' core three, Klay, Curry, Draymond, might hold steady for another season or so, but holding steady is like treading water in an Olympic 400-meter style freestyle relay. The Warriors say they will consider all options, except, of course, trading Curry. Why would you consider trading one of the great athletes and people in the history of the world? Well, there will be two reasons to consider this nuclear point. If team owner Joe Lacob and his front office sneakers see trading Curry as the best option for avoiding a bleak and embarrassing future for the Warriors, if Curry embraces and endorses the idea for the good of the Warriors and for himself, if another team will offer the Warriors a bounty of draft picks and prospects in exchange for Curry, thus just starting a necessary team overhaul, the Warriors should at least consider the offer and present it to Stephen Curry. And so, it's all about maximizing the window of Stephen Curry. What if there's no options this offseason to do that?
This is all about, like, risk assessment. But the reality, and I hate admitting this, I wasn't ready to admit this, but the reality is, today, they're significantly closer to rebuilding than they are contending.
No doubt.
And I know no one wants to hear that, but it's the reality. And you can say, well, Joe, while you have Steph Curry, you're always in the mix. No, you're not. You've missed 3 out of the last 5 playoffs. Now, you won a championship in that time period, and I'm not going to say, that's an outlier, that's the bonus championship, but the stars aligned for you, and you made the most of it. It was a magical run, but to think you're going to strike magic again and lightning's going to strike again, like, probably not. Look at how bloated the contracts are. Look at how difficult it is to move some of those contracts. Look how difficult it is to utilize the very few assets that you have. Like,
you look at their assets.
They need a miracle trade, and I don't think that miracle trade is happening.
Well, you look at the assets they have. Second round pick in this upcoming draft, 53 overall. You got a first round pick in 2025, second round pick in 2026. That's right, just one pick in 2025. You get three picks in 2026, you get your own first round pick. 2027, 2028. But it's bleak right now when it comes to draft picks. It's bleak. And then we talk about the luxury tax and what Lakeham has to do. Now, let me be clear, though. And I have found this out over the weekend through sources with the Golden State Warriors. That Joe Lacob, he understands that maybe he may have to slash a payroll. But Joe Lacob is still that guy. And this is what I heard over the weekend. And I believe it. Okay. Yeah, I think you'll believe it. If there's a deal out there to make, and if there's an opportunity to win and get a big-time player, Lacob has no problem paying the tax once again. That's where his mindset is at. It's championship first. It's winning first. But if we can't succeed in that avenue and get a player here that can take us over the top, then yes, we can slash payroll. But there's no doubt Joe Lacob, if there's a deal out there, he's going to be tempted to take it. He's going to be tempted to make a bold move.
But can't we agree, you and I, like, forget what Lacob says, because we all believe he's going to try to be bold. I mean, the guy's been bold at every step of the turn. Every step of the turn. There's not one singular trade that I think catapults them back to the top. See, to me, it's like there's a layer of moves right that need to happen. Now, it starts with a huge domino. Yeah. We all agree. Like, it would start with a huge domino. Like, who is that difference maker to start things?
Don't know. Don't even know who's available.
Let's say I throw some names. Let me just throw some names at you. Okay. They make the crazy trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. How much better are they?
They're a lot better.
5-10 games?
They're a lot better. They're a lot better.
But you're also giving up stuff to get them.
You're giving up a lot there. But what you're banking on when you bring in a Giannis is that you're going to get some players to come play alongside Giannis and Steph Curry. Because you get the third and fourth and fifth options who say, you know what, we're going to get wide open shots playing alongside Steph and Giannis. We'll play the easiest basketball of our career because of Giannis and Steph. So I always bake that into the equation. Somebody that we don't know is going to be on the radar who's going to fit right in. If you do make that move. Now, you do have to give up a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
You're giving up JK. You're giving up Moody. You're giving up picks. You're giving up a lot.
You're probably giving up one of these guys. Either it's a sign and trade with Clay. It's Wiggins. It's Draymond Green. Like,
you're giving up a lot.
If you look at the salary that Giannis commands, you're going to have to staple one of those guys to it.
You're giving up a lot. There's no doubt.
Now, let's say if it's Embiid. Now, I look at Embiid, and similar to Giannis, which I don't think people really want to have the conversation on, you have to bake in. You're giving up a lot to get that guy, and his availability is questionable. You're better with them. But those guys get hurt a lot.
They get hurt, but not only that, why would Embiid want to leave Philadelphia? He's got Tyrese Maxey.
With an open slot,
who's just now entering his prime.
Yes,
you got Tobias Harris about to walk. They're not going to re-sign him.
No.
And they're going to have a boatload of money. So
Embiid can say,
I could stay here.
And you're beloved.
And if I went to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're a king.
That elevates me to another level.
Yeah.
Not hopping on another bandwagon to another team, to another culture. So I don't know what star is going to be available. I don't even think Giannis is going to be available.
Does Paul George do it?
Milwaukee knows that if they trade Giannis, they're basically cooked. And does Paul George do it for the Warriors? He doesn't do it for me, Shasko.
Like, if I just swapped out Wiggins, Moody, let's say you keep Kuminga. Wiggins, Moody, picks, whatever. Maybe it's GP2. Are they the four seed?
Are they?
I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know what they are with Paul George.
You're very down on the Paul George acquisition.
I like Paul George.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.